Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory, glory, glory. I have a little different route today that I want to go. I believe it's of the will of the Father. There's some things that I do want to instruct. For this is different than I've ever done any preaching, but it is important. Yahweh instruct me as to what things we must understand in this hour and what things it is important for us to know, saints. And I was lying in the hotel there in Atlanta, Monday morning about 2 a.m. The Father awakened me, and I began to search the Scripture and study to see what things that He had intended to reveal unto me. It's one thing that we must do. We must begin to search the Scriptures. For in them we think we have eternal life, and we are the ones that testify of Him. It's either that the name of Yahshua Messiah, Yahweh, is fraudulent, the name of Jesus and Lord God, they are the names whereby should be applied unto Him, or He has a glorious name, and man has done a masterful job in hiding them in Scripture. Now, if Yahshua was with the Father from the beginning, His name must be in the Scripture from the beginning. And His name must be pronounced from the Scripture. It has to be there. Now, if it's not there, then the name of Jesus or whatever generic name we want to use, it is relevant today. And because we have not given ourselves over unto studying the Scriptures and giving Yahweh time, we have been a very sottish people. We've been a very ignorant people that the enemy has used his devices deceive the minds of many, and to cause them to walk under a light of a darkness somewhat. And so what Yahweh is doing in this hour, He's revealing His personality to His people. Now the name of Yahshua must be in Scripture. It has to be. And it must be identified. It is either that name Yahshua or the name of Jesus must be in Scripture. And it is there. It is one thing that we don't do. We don't take enough energy to actually to study a thing through. Do any of you all know how many different languages there are in the world today? I mean, valid languages. Do you know how many you think? How many languages you think there are? You got a guess on that? How many do you think? Different languages, very distinct languages. How many do you think there are? How many do you think? How many languages you think? I'm sorry? Just take a guess. 1,000? How many thousands? 30. No, it's not quite that many. But there are 6,000 distinct languages in the world today. 6,000. 6,000. And under every one of those languages, the name of Jesus is pronounced differently. There are 6,000 different languages. And so salvation, if it's in the Father, that He had to give unto us that from the beginning, that we may, without any doubt, know that salvation is of the Father. And salvation, because Yahshua is the salvation of Yahweh, then that name must be in that hope of salvation. And it is in Scripture, saints. It's here. And this thing that you call the Bible, that you think you literally know, and you really don't know because you give Yahweh no energy or any time. I'm simply being honest with us. You really don't give Him that valuable time that it takes to understand the importance of His laws. And so here in the Scriptures, He has put those things that we may know. Now I want to read. I have Scriptures already printed out. So it's very easy for me to do this, alright? But we must always go back from the beginning. You must go back where He started in the book of Genesis. It all starts from the beginning. And if you're sure, if the hope of salvation was in the beginning, then Yahweh will make known unto us His Son's name. I believe that. And it has to be in text here. It has to be pronounced here. I believe that. And it is here in text, and it is pronounced here in text. It is pronounced Yahshua, the Son's name. It is here in text. And so before I get, I want to read a few scriptures. I want to read this in the book of Acts. I believe this, saints. It says this in Acts chapter 4 and verse 8. This is a profound truth and an utterance that as Peter was filled with the great anointing of Yahweh's Spirit, he made a profound statement. Chapter 4, verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day may examine of the good deed done to this important man, by what means he is made whole. But be it known unto you and all the people of Israel, that by the name of Yeshua, the Messiah of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom Yahweh raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. He says in verse 11, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. He says in verse 12, profound statement here. In order for that to be a reality, it must be stated in Scripture throughout. You must understand, saints, that if you truly search the text, you will find that the word salvation, even in the New Testament and the New Covenant, is only mentioned 45 times. And if you will look in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, you will find out in the book of Psalms alone, salvation, and that word is explicitly used 68 times. And in Isaiah, it is used 29 times. You will see the profound power of salvation in the Old Testament more so than in the New. Because the New is the fulfillment and the manifestation of the Old. We're going to be judged, as Yahweh spoke to my heart concerning, man is going to be judged by every idle word. There are words that are idols. They are idols. They are idol words. And what do you say, preacher? Well, they emphasize those things that are not truly of the Father. Now, as I began to even search the Greek dictionary today, and to define the archaic words and the meanings of where they were originated, you will see the deities and the goddess, what were actually implied in the Greek rendition of Scripture, and it is there. It is there. I will show you even tonight. I have it here. And so Peter says, he said, I want to let you know that neither is there salvation. Now that is the key thing. Salvation in any other. For there is not other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's only one name given under heaven whereby we can be saved. And if that is the truth, then Yahweh from the beginning had to inscribe that name in the beginning. We look here, I'm going to start here because there's many things I want to show you. Not just tonight, but I think I'll go forth in this. It's going to take me a while to show you actually what salvation truly is. This is the first place in Scripture, Genesis 49:18, where the word salvation is ever mentioned. And it said, as Jacob was administering and showing forth the gifts and the blessings unto his sons, he said a profound statement here. He made this statement. He said, I have waited for thy salvation, O Yahweh. Now, I will read it or let you hear how it sounds from literally the King James that you are looking at.
I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord.
See, it says, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. We have changed this to make it say Yahweh. Now, the word salvation, we must understand that Peter said, therefore, there is none other name. There's no other name now. None other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And here it is, Jacob declaring, I have waited for thy
salvation, or your way. Now, what is your way salvation? What does that word imply? Now, I will say to you all, saints, we're not the most intellectual people, and we're not the most spiritual people of brevity, because we are afraid to confront things that are the reality. And so, in the beginning, your sure Messiah was here, because that is what salvation is. It is in your sure. And I will show you a preponderance of evidence in Scripture. Well, what is that word, salvation? Now, let me show you. And we will look what that says in Hebrew. Now, what this is here, this is the Hebrew lexicon of the Strong, and it tells you what the word is, all right? This is how you pronounce salvation, and I will show you, as Yahweh has shown me, how this word is so relevant. Now, this is what salvation, how it's said. And you must understand the name of Yahshua is Yahweh's deliverance or salvation unto his people. That's what it is. Now, this is what salvation is. I want you to hear this, all right?
Yeshua. Yeshua.
That is how Yeshua. You pronounce salvation.
Yeshua.
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 From the beginning.
Yeshua.
Salvation.
Yeshua.
And we will see in Scripture.
Yeshua. Yeshua.
From the beginning, it was there.
Yeshua.
And I will show you in Scripture that you can literally, if you start from the beginning, you can see the identity, even in the wordings, of how they are pronounced, you will see Yeshua there.
Yeshua.
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 He is the salvation. There's no other name given under heaven
where
my man must be saved.
Yeshua.
It is salvation.
Yeshua.
And the salvation is
Yeshua.
Yeshua. He is our salvation, Yeshua. Oh, that is the proper enunciation. That is it. And that word transliterated, it is the same. It doesn't change at all. Now, there are places, any time the salvation or the word salvation deals with the Father, it is pronounced this way. Now, there are other instances where it's used, where it's dealing with the salvation of a people or a man saving someone. It is pronounced totally different. The Hebrew language is the most exact language. The Father wants His name to be extolled above every name. You can't be ashamed to extol His name, for in Him is salvation. No other name given under heaven whereby we can be saved. And salvation is in Yeshua. 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 Yeshua, it is in that name. And I will show you as the Scriptures, as we go through the Scriptures, there's no other name but in that name whereby salvation is. It is because of the traditions of men, because of your own corruption. That's what limited you from moving into that excellent realm whereby the Father wants us to move into. He's not going to tolerate us calling upon some other deity or some other name. It must be His name. And His name is established great in the earth. He's not going to allow man to do that. And so in this latter time, in this latter hour, He has raised up men that are not afraid of the faces or the expression of people. They're not afraid because of finance. Because they know that their souls are the most important thing. And these men are going to stand on that profound truth. And as He awakened me that morning, He began to show me in Scripture, as I began to search the Scripture. And it is in Scripture because Yeshua is Yahweh's salvation or deliverance for His people. And that is what it is, salvation, deliverance. Salvation by Yahweh, victory. And in that name of Yeshua, we find victory. Tell me, saints, we have not gone into that excellency whereby Yahweh has called us to walk in. And don't tell me because of the people of Yahweh and those that use the name Jesus, you find such a diversity amongst the corrupted minds. The power is in truth revealed. The spirit of the truth has nothing to do in a vocal projection. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And I have searched the Scripture. You will find the Scriptures of the old and the new. I will show you. Without any doubt at all. Now, what I want to do, let me take you here. Now, I want to show you what the Greek terminology has done. Say what you will, and I have the meanings here of the Greek words. I have them right here. I found a Greek dictionary so that I could have the definitions of these words. And I also found an English dictionary. So this is a Greek-English dictionary here. See that word there, Greek-English? And so I looked the words up. Greek-English. And so I will show you something. I want to show you what the words... You must understand that the English rendition of Scripture has been what they call translated from the New Testament from what they call the Greek. The apostles did not write in Greek. If there were only two of them that could have even spoken Greek, and that was Luke and Paul. The other men were fishermen. They despised even that language, so they didn't speak Greek. And the Scripture was not written in Greek. It was written in Hebrew. And it was translated. And so you got that Latinized Greek name, Jesus. And it was translated from Jesus, whether you want to buy that or not. That is just the truth, saints. And I will show you. Now I want to go to the Old Testament, New Testament. I'm going back to the Old, but I want to go here. I'm going to take my time now, whether you want me to or not, okay? So it makes no difference whether you get upset with me. I'm not concerned with that, because he's going to save his people from their sins. Alright? He only intends for those that are here to understand this. You that fight and resist, you're going to die in your sins. To whom much is given, much is required. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, who are kept? Now, Yahshua told us how we were kept. He said, who are kept by the power of Yahweh through faith unto salvation, ready to reveal in the last time. And look, I want you to understand this, 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, I want to look at this word salvation here in Greek. And that's what it says. You see what that says here in Greek? I want to show you something. Now, that's the word salvation. It means, I'll show you. This is how it's pronounced. It's important you understand this.
Soteria.
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 And that's how salvation is
Soteria.
Pronounced.
Soteria.
Now, you understand, it says it is feminine of the derivative. Now, that word soteria, it came from another word. Listen, this is not difficult what I'm saying. It's not complicated. It will open up your mind to understanding. Soteria. All right? It came from, derived from this word. Now, let us find out what that word is and what that word means. All right? And if we find out what that word means, we understand what this word means. Okay? All right, then. Let us find out what that would mean. Oh, so, okay. That is
soter.
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 What is soter in Greek?
Soter.
I will show you what soter is.
Soter.
This is exactly what it is. It tells you right here. Savior, deliverer, preserver. The name was given by the ancient two deities. To deities, especially to tutelary deities, to princes, to kings, and to generals of men who conferred single benefits upon their countries. So it was a name, that word salvation in Greek. They had this soter, soter. They use the word soter instead of Yahshua. Yahshua, because it gave representation to a deity or deities. And so they have masked that name of Yahshua. So in that name is salvation. I believe that Yahweh from the beginning intended for that name to be in text and in Scripture. It is the cunning devices of men, what they have done. It is a deity. You can say what you want to. You can say it doesn't mean that, but it is. You're not that intelligent. You don't have that kind of intellectual prowess to do that kind of research. That is what it is. All right? So there. We'll find out that is what it is. And so as I looked up the word, I looked it up. I found me a Greek dictionary. And it says here, I looked up the word tutelary. Tutelary. This is what tutelary is. Tutelary. Simply means this, the noun. A tutelary power as a deity, as a god. That's what it is. They were tutelary deities. There were many of them. And so there was a tutelary of hope. There was a goddess that gave you hope. That was one of strength. That was one that gave you strength. That was one of wisdom. That one gave you wisdom. And they were these goddess or these gods that gave you some form of deliverance. But from the beginning, as from the beginning in the book of Genesis, it was there from the beginning. And if you go down scripture and begin to read it, and just put the name Yahshua there, you will see it so clearly. It is such evident that it's there. There has been a devising power of darkness to totally eradicate that name. Why? Because that is the name whereby man shall be saved. That is the name, nor the name given under heaven, whereby man can be saved. And it's not transliterated Jesus. It's not transliterated Lord. It's not transliterated God. It isn't at all. It's Yahshua. 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 He is the salvation of Yahweh. That's what he is. Yahshua. Yahshua. He has a name, and it's not a Greek English name. Just as your name is not a Russian name. It is an English name, and when you go to Russia, your name will stay the same. Jeff in English is Jeff in Russia. And transliteration gives you the same sound. It's a phonic sound. And it gives you that same sound regardless to what country you go to, your name is still the same. You always have no intention for the name of Yahshua Messiah to be changed. No whatsoever. It's been done by man, saints. It's been by the cunning, crafty devices of men. Amen. That is what has been done by. Now I want to start back here. Bless you, Father. I want to make this clear and plain unto us. I really do. That our understanding may be enlightened. You that don't want to receive it, that's well and done. Your tradition is going to take you to hell, and that's the truth. To whom much is given, much is required. And once Yahweh opens up the truth unto you, you cannot reject him. Not at all. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Moses said unto the people, fear not. Stand still and see. What a statement there. And see now. And see. Not just to perceive or understand, and to literally see. He says, stand still and see. Behold, the salvation of Yahweh. And we know that Yahshua is the hope of Almighty Yahweh. He said, which he will show to you today for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them no more again. Now look at the phrase there. He's talking about seeing the Egyptians. And he told them to stand still and see the salvation or to see this Messiah, this hope of Almighty Yahweh. And that is still, it gives you the same enunciation of that word.
Yeshua. Yeshua.
Yeshua. Gives you the same enunciation.
Yeshua.
The salvation of Yahweh.
Yeshua.
And it's just deliverance for
Yeshua.
You.
Yeshua.
That is what
Yeshua.
It is.
Yeshua.
That is what it is.
Yeshua.
So you can stand still and see this mighty hope. See Yahshua. See this hope of Yahweh. See this great deliverance. No, Brother Allen did not do that. We bought this. This is a King James textual Bible. He has simply gone in there. You did not change the enunciation or the word pronunciation of any word in there. That is not Simmons' voice, nor is it mine, nor is this from some house of Yahweh. Still will not make it wrong. But this is what they call the folio King James rendition of text. It simply enunciates the Hebrew words and the Greek words. And it makes clarity of them. That you may understand the text of them. And the proper positioning of words in text. So Moses said, fear not, but stop still. And see Yahweh, see Yahshua, this Yahshua of Yahweh, this hope of Yahweh, see him. For that is what the name Yahshua is. It is the hope and the salvation of the people of Yahweh. That is what it is. And in that name Jesus, it is never there. So you must add the surname Jesus Christ to even get any kind of rendition of any hope of salvation. It is in that name. And that is the name whereby Yahweh is given, whereby we must be saved. It is in that name of Yahshua And only in that name. Well, why have we been bewitched? Because Yahweh has allowed us, as He has even Israel. If you search the scripture, you can see a mighty work that He did in the midst. A cleansing. And they will go right back to their sins. It will fall away. It will go right back to their sins. And they will sin again. Just like you have. As we have gone back as a dog unto his vomit and a pig unto his stire, his wallow. He intends for that name, for Yahshua came in the Father's name. And the Father's name has not changed. It is a sad thing that you don't take delight in actually calling Him by name. Which you understand the beauty of it. And the more you use that, the more you understand the importance of that. Because it is important unto Him. His name is not Lord God. You are a F-O-O-L if you think that's His name. He gives pastors after His heart. And they lead. And they guard. And they feed you with knowledge and understanding. He doesn't give you pastors after your speculations. What you perceive to be right. You taught us that. Certainly I have, because I've taught the traditions that I've been taught. And what you always do in this hour, He's breaking that mold. He's breaking that mindset, what He's doing. And the men today, they're going to stand. They're not many, but they're going to stand as Paul did. Though all men forsook me. Now we're going to travel down the scriptures a little while, all right? And we will see. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. Yahweh is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Did not Yahweh become our Yahshua? Did He not come in that body? Was not Yahweh in that body of Messiah? Did He not come in that body? Was He in that body? So He said, Yahshua, Yahshua, Yahweh has become my salvation. Well, what is that one?
Yeshua. 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 Yeshua.
He has become my salvation. He is my El, my mighty one. And I will prepare Him an habitation. My Father Elohim, I will exalt. Now, if you think that this is some other rendition of Scripture, it would not be wrong anyway. I will show you. Like a reason your
the time. Lord is my strength and song. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him in habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name.
How can that be? The Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is His name. Moses said, Yahweh is my strength. And as you go from, if you literally must read the scripture, saints. And as you go from Genesis up to Revelation, you will see, as you proceed farther, you will see the revealing of this Messiah. Even there you can see where Yahweh is my strength and my song. And He is become my salvation. Was not Yahweh in the body of that flesh of Messiah? Did He not dwell in that body? Was that not Yahweh, as you would say, God in the flesh? Was that not Yahweh in the flesh? He has become our Yahshua. He has become our salvation. He has become our hope. And what Yahweh wants us to do is to, I'm telling you, saints, we're not going into the kingdom. What will we give unto the Father? He wants us to present our bodies unto Him as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto Him, which is our reasonable service. So He has allowed, if you will look through Scripture, you will see in every incident where Yahweh saves His people, He brought them out of every kind of system of tradition. And He set them apart whereby He may impart into them a profound knowledge of truth. With Adam and Eve, He set them in the garden. When Cain slew Abel, He cast Cain far away from them. He has always done that. And as you searched the Scriptures and began to understand what the Scripture implies, you will see this revelation more clearly. That's why the prophets looked for this salvation. This salvation was not simply a word of deliverance. What they had known of the deliverance of Yahweh. They had seen it. But they wanted to see the manifestation. Stand still and see. To behold. When you behold something, you look upon it. Who was that followed them by night and day? The pillar of clouds? During the day, this fire of Yahweh at night. Who was that? It was their deliverance. Yahshua was their salvation. And so even in text, Yahshua. You must understand the rendition of English interpretation of Scripture. It doesn't give us the best, rendition at all, saints. And that's the truth. I literally can show you things in Scripture. I can show you that. That it says one thing here and says something else here. And most folks will call it contradictory. But it is revealed by the Spirit of Yahweh. He reveals and He opens up. He does. And so what He is doing in this hour, He has established those that will speak His truth without fear of men, without doubt, will reprove and rebuke, and do with all long suffering and doctrine, that every one of you all may be thoroughly furnished. He will do that. He's not afraid of your separation. He's not concerned with that. For He knows that He doesn't want to be separated from the Father. He understood that. Esteem the rock of my salvation. Well, who is the rock of our salvation? Who is the rock? For Yahshua is that rock in the weary land. And you can search Scripture and find that to be so. Let me show you how this little thing works for me. Now, this is what I would do. Who's the rock? Now, just to show you something, saints. I will look up that word rock and see what Scripture says concerning that. For He is the rock now of my salvation. So that's the way I go. And then I want to go to the New Testament and see what it says about the rock. All right? Let's go to the New Testament and see what it says about the rock. 1 Corinthians 10:4. And this is the same rock that Yahweh was talking about in Exodus. The rock now. The rock. Yahshua. It says, and you don't drink the same spiritual drink, for they drink of that spiritual rock that followed them. Well, who's the spiritual rock that followed them? The rock was Messiah. Amen. Now I'll let you hear what it says in that text you're reading.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ.
See, that's what it says. And so even that rock, that Messiah in the Father was even there in Exodus. He's not some new phenomenon. He's always been here. He's been with the Father, for He is the Father. And so even that rock is identified. He is identified, saints. Sure He is. Rock of our salvation. He is our strength. And He is our El. And He is the rock of our salvation. Deuteronomy 32 and 15. I'm not going to go through every scripture because there are other things I want to show you. Look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15. But Jeshurun waxed fat, and he kicked. Thou art waxed fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. You must understand who Jeshurun is. It is simply Israel. It's the house of Israel. It says, you have fatness. Then he forsook El, the mighty one. The almighty one. That is what El is. The almighty one. Which made him. And look at this. And lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Lightly esteemed.
Yeshua.
He lightly esteemed him. Is that not today? The house is waxed fat.
It has grown fake. The traditions have overlaid the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. We can't part with Him. Huh? So your traditions bind you. And then you lightly esteem that name. For in that name is salvation. For that name is salvation. That name is. Isn't it amazing that the terminology that Yahweh used? He knew exactly what He was doing. And that's why He spoke in a language that He knew that was precise. Out of all the languages, as He confounded them, as they began to build that Tower of Babel, He made one precise. You look at this English language, it is a Babylonian language. It is one of confusion. That's why we are confused. We're so confused we can't discern truth. When you can't discern truth, you don't have the Spirit of Yahweh. For He is the Spirit of truth. He is. He is that Spirit of truth. Yahweh. For in Yahshua was the fullness of the Father. And that fullness was deliverance. He sent Him to save us. To deliver us. And to make us free from every yoke of bondage. And that is what salvation is. It is Yahshua. 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 And so in this hour He deems the importance of His people to know and to have the testimony of assurance. And He's going to reveal the profoundness of His nature unto His people. You that reject Him will never reveal His power to you. Why? Because He, as a Father, wants to talk to you. And He wants a personal relationship. As we have heard these preachers say, He wants to correct you. What daddy doesn't want to correct his son? Every father wants to correct his son. Every son that he receiveth, he chasteneth. Every son that Yahweh received, He corrects that son and scourgeth. He does. And so text or the scripture will show us throughout. If we go and search each scripture, you spend money on frocks, you spend money on shoes and clothing, get for a little simple thing just to buy a good dictionary. You won't do that. Or the things that would enhance your spiritual understanding. You won't do that. And we haven't done that over the years. Every last one of us are guilty of that. You spend money on video games and comic books and historical books. But what about you, preacher? I don't have any. I was speaking to Pastor Graham. I said, Pastor Graham, I have 13 Bibles here. I did purchase me what they call the interlinear Bible. It has the Greek and the Hebrew writings. I purchased that to assist me in my studying of Yahweh's Word. If I had the money, I would purchase us all one. Yahweh blessed me with the funds. I will do that. For we need to spend quality time with Him. An important time. And He has blessed us whereby we do not have to be to come to labor whereby it is an excess. Whereby we do not have time to spend with Him. He's blessed us where you can come in here and lay on your face before Him. He identified the Son from the beginning. He's always been there. And in that word, salvation is the Son's name because Yahshua is the salvation of Yahweh. And His name has not changed. It doesn't change in Greek, nor in English, nor in Hebrew, nor in Japanese or Chinese. His name is the same. It is. And if you truly loved Him, if you truly even love yourself, you will want to know the truth. Let me tell you something. He is not the author of confusion. And if you are confused because you have strife, you have envy, you have fighting in your heart to resist Him. And that's why you're confused. And that's why you're not sure. I'm certain. I don't believe that Yahweh would allow me to take His people down an avenue of destruction. Not in this hour. I mean, He will destroy me into hell without batting an eye. Don't tell me that those that gave us a rendition of the text, that they were all killed in miraculous ways because you hear stories of all kinds of secular things that happened that way. And if that is the case, if Yahweh is in the midst, then that dog, that Episcopalian, that calls on the name of Jesus and God, then he should have smitten him. Why? Because his word says, suffer not a witch to live. What about is that bewitched? He is not even a witch. He's going beyond that witch stage. And if he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, then he must do it today. Sure he must. He must do it now. Because when they gave the translation of that, the blood of Messiah had prevailed. So they are, and they were under the same covenant as we are. So he must do it now to those, to these charlatan preachers, and men that have spoken in error, he must do it the same. He's a long-suffering Elohim. And that's why we count the long-suffering of Yahweh as Yahshua, the hope. Yahshua is our hope. That's what he came to do, give us hope, saints, that we can trust in the Father. Sure he did. I like this in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. That's right, glory. The scripture says, and Hannah prayed. I like that. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoice in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. I rejoice in
Yeshua.
I rejoice in Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Isn't he our salvation?
Yeshua.
I rejoice in
Yeshua. Yeshua.
She prayed and she rejoiced. She said, you are the horn. You see that word horn? You understand what that means? I will show you something here concerning that. Glory. He's the horn of my salvation. Blessed be the Lamb forevermore. Luke chapter 1 verse 69. Now this salvation had to be the same then as it is now. Had to be. Luke chapter 1 verse 69. Look at what it says. It says, look at this in verse 67. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he prophesied, blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. So he hath raised up a horn. Well, who is that horn? Well, it is Yahshua. Amen. That is the horn of our salvation, for he is the horn, the strength, the mighty one. See, the strength, that's what horn is, the strength. He is the strength. He is a ray of light. That's what the horn is. That's what that word expressed. Was not he the light? Is he not the light? Did not the light shine forth in darkness? So he is the horn. Now, I'm giving you a little text how Pastor Robert studied the scriptures. See, I just don't read, but I search out things to understand the identity. What? Why is that phraseology being used there? What is the specific of that word, Father? And they all have meaning. That's why we're going to be judged by every idol word. The words that have their power steeped in the idol worship and deities of darkness. Sure they do. And that's where they have their strength and their foundation. And the word salvation is a word from Yahweh's bosom. It is Him. He's the only deliverer. And no one else can deliver. And the light of that salvation or that deliverance is Messiah. That's why Zechariah prophesied, and blessed be the horn of our salvation, which is Messiah, Yahshua. I know what Yahweh is speaking tonight. It will only make sense to those that have a desire to understand and to know Him. Glory. I do believe as He puts things in the hearts of those discharged and called, They're going to speak without any reservations at all, saints. It's a simple truth. But you must go back from the beginning and begin to search. You can't read one scripture and get the true identity of what Yahweh is saying. Man have taken scripture and twisted it and made it to be what he wanted to be. That's why you have so many doctrines. That's why you have so many formulations of doctrines. That's why. And so what he wants us to do is search it. If we truly love it, we will search it. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Roberts, you have time to read historical books. No, I don't read historical books. I don't. I bless you always for all the brothers. Brother Dale, Brother Jeff, Brother Jay, Brother Ray, your sisters, Brother Dave, Nicky Biddy, Brother Dolphus, I thank you all for that. Sister Kathy, Sister Miller, Sister Lee, come on, Sister Mark, I bless you for all the sisters. Why? Because you saints afford me an opportunity whereby I truly can take time and search the scriptures. And I do that, saints. No, I'm not laying around sleeping. I don't do that. But I bless you always for the brethren and the sisters that afford me that opportunity. That I can do that. That we can be sure. For we're coming to an hour when you must be sure, saints. This is not an hour to doubt. This is not an hour to be uncertain. You must be sober and vigilant. For your adversary, Satan, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And that's what he's doing. He's trying to consume the mind, the thoughts of men today. And what you always do it as you read, as you write these scriptures down, you can go and read the text in its entirety and you will see the mighty hand of Yahweh. If you read the book of Psalms, you've got to read the entire book. And the book of Isaiah, you will see this mighty power of Yahweh's salvation. Two books that talk about salvation more than the entire Testament. Those two books talk about salvation more than the entire Testament. Psalms and Isaiah. No other books. In Luke, it's mentioned one or two times. Matthew's about four times. It's not mentioned much in the New Testament. Because he was revealed there. And Paul, those men knew him when that truth was revealed unto them. I want to move here in the book of Psalms. A few things I want to show you here. 2 Samuel 22 and 36. Now see, now this when it deals with, now look at this. Now 2 Samuel 22 and 36. We must understand 2 Samuel 22, 35. Now this is a different text right here. See, the Hebrew language is precise. Now look what it says here. He teaches my hand to war, 2 Samuel 22, 35. He teaches my hand to war so that the bow of steel is broken by my hand. And he's dealing with me now. This is me now. What he's dealing with. You understand that? And it says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and the gentleness hast thou given me. And so even in this text, when he's dealing with the personality of an individual, this is how it's pronounced. Listen. It still has that same ring now. Listen.
Yesha.
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 See, maybe want to say Yeshua. Yesha.
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 What about deals with that personal entity, that thing that deals with him? That salvation that it is my deliverance. Yahweh deliver his people. When it comes to me that I have this weapon of warfare that I'm going to, this is my salvation, I'm going to be delivered from that. See, the text and the word used are totally different. With the mighty hand of Yahweh, when he enlarges the house, will open up the house for our deliverance and for us to be made free. It's a very precise language, saints. English is not precise, but Hebrew is. That is why we must be led by the Spirit. I want you to be led by David Roberts. You must be led by the Spirit, saints. We need Yahweh's Spirit, I'm telling you. And the only way we're going to have that great anointing is that we must fall in His presence and truly desire Him above all things, saints. Psalms 3 and 8. Now that's capitalized right there. I will show you some places whereby, you know, when something is capitalized, it means it's a proper noun, right? I know you start a sentence with a capital letter. Capitalized. Letter the first one. But I will show you in places whereby the word salvation is capitalized. Now, if it's capitalized in the middle of the sentence, then he knows more than just a mere noun. I will show you. Watch this. David said, salvation, look now, belongeth, Psalms 3 and 8, salvation belongeth unto Yahweh, thy blessing unto thy people, Selah. Now he said, Yeshua belongeth.
Yeshua
belongeth unto Yahweh. Thy blessing is upon thy people. It is the blessing of that knowledge of Yeshua. That is the blessing that is upon the people of Yahweh. For they have that hope in that name. You can look all through the Old Testament. It will say that it is Yahweh that saves. Yahweh is our salvation. Or it will say God is our salvation. But most of the texts of the scriptures say will say God is our salvation. Very few places where it says Jesus is our salvation. You haven't studied. You haven't searched the scriptures. And it's there. There's only one name given. Well, my man must be saved. Now, I want to move from that quickly. I want to show you something in Revelation. That the word is capitalized. That this is the same salvation. Same salvation that David is talking about.